as you know, there've been at a number of meetings now where our concerns around Eskairn's ability to deliver infrastructure that's needed for future development has caused us a lot of concern. But in recent times, you know, the knock-on effect of Eskairn not being in a position to put infrastructure in place, and particularly in rural areas of this county and other counties across the state, is that it's putting untold pressures on the towns to be able to accommodate people who, because the local school in rural areas is closing down, the local GA clubs are struggling to get their teams, local soccer teams are struggling to get the complement that they need to field the team, and that is because planning is dependent on obviously water and wastewater services, and the Eskairn can't do that. They're forced into the town, and the knock-on effect of that for Letterkenny is that our towns are nearly at capacity. We're awaiting the confirmation from the Minister in relation to Unions College, which is bursting at the seams. Errigal College has recently got permission to build a new school. Again, we're nowhere near that project starting because of other difficulties with Eskairn. And, you know, primary schools, Educate Together, all need extensions, and this is a knock-on effect of stopping people remaining in rural areas, and a lot of it's down to the inability of Eskairn to increase its water and wastewater supplies.
What we hear time and again from officials is we're having regular meetings with Eskairn. There are talks ongoing. We've heard it at the monthly housing meetings with regards to major developments in Ballymacool and High Road as well in Letterkenny and elsewhere. The problem appears to be there's a lot of discussion, but there's very few answers.
Yeah, and we had a meeting with them recently again, and all of the councillors had a significant number of questions to ask him. We didn't get no answers on the day. They said to respond back to us. As of today, I have yet to receive any answers to the questions that I put, and it was all in relation to the development and the house building and the business development in Letterkenny. So we haven't had any answers back, and this is not a isolated answer. This is a habitual problem of Eskairn, and we don't know what the strategy is going forward. We just know that they are really closing down on development of rural areas. We can't get the current water pump stations and wastewater facilities upgraded to a level where it would allow more people to stay in rural areas. And that's resulting then, as I say, the knock-on effect of that is the local schools closing. The local GA teams, the local soccer teams are all struggling to put out players. And then people have been forced to move into the larger towns. And then we have the effect of that on the schools and both at the first level and second level here in Letterkenny. We can see it quite clearly that we're under extreme pressure. So there needs to be a reset by Eskairn and government policy. We need to allow more development in rural areas, and the government needs to finance and invest more in Eskairn to allow them to do that.
A special plenary meeting this week agreed a number of variations, draft variations to the county development plan up to 2030. The planning committee meeting this week was briefed on those variations. What are the chances that those variations are going to be considered in Dublin, considered again by council, but ultimately they're going to be dependent on answers coming from Eskairn with regards to the availability of water infrastructure?
Yeah, and that will be the final line on it, and Eskairn has a big role to play in future planning applications and development of our towns and cities and indeed our rural areas. We just at the planning meeting today, we asked that there will be a positive response from our executive going to the Office of Planning Regulator and obviously onwards to the Minister, so that we would have a positive request for those alterations to be accepted, and hopefully we would get the necessary investment then. All of the material alterations we have asked them for are all in or near where there's existing services, but we would obviously need the capacity of reservoirs and waste treatment plants, which we have enough capacity here, and the new treatment plant we're going 15 years ago. So, yes, we need the will. That's what we need political will, and we need Eskeran to be in a position to take on those extra pieces of work.